Hey y'all, it's your girl LaShonda Stevens and welcome back to Shades of Shonda J. Today I want to talk with you about how I have been so fixated on fixing other people that I'm close to. I have been so fixated with fixing my husband, fixing my child, fixing my mom, fixing my sisters and their relationships, fixing my brother and his relationships. And I even have sort of gotten this reputation amongst my friends as the fixer, right? I give good advice, people call me, people divulge information with me, people tell me secrets. And it's because I always have a good response. I always give good advice. I always know the exact right thing to say. And the thing about fixating on fixing people is that it will make you believe that you are a perfect person. Or let me say it differently. My fixation on fixing other people has made me believe that I am a perfect person. That I don't need to make any changes. That I am perfect the way that I am. That I do not have any flaws. And that any of my flaws can be explained away and should just be accepted. Isn't that wild and weird? I honestly don't know where that comes from. I like this show called The Blacklist, right? It's with, I can't think of his name, but y'all know that show, The Blacklist. It's out on Netflix. And the lady lead in that show is basically, you know, I think she's with the FBI, and they are tasking her to, you know, work with this guy in the show, this character named Redmond, and they are to, you know, find, you know, basically the FBI's most wanted list, a blacklist. Actually, the blacklist was created by Redmond, and he turned himself in so that he could get seemingly this lady to help him find all of these people on his blacklist. Well, one of the things that is a recurring theme on the show, The Blacklist, is Redmond and this female lead, and I wish I could remember her name at this moment, but I'm not remembering it. It's a possibility that Redmond is her father, but she doesn't know that. She was raised by another man and all of that. And, you know, she has, you know, reoccurring dreams of her childhood, but she can't put it all together. But Redmond is helping her put some of it together, and some of it he's trying to keep hidden from her. And so she goes into the FBI, you know, like her first day, you know, in a new role. And they basically ask her to, what is the word, to tell them about herself. Like, they need her to get a read on herself. Like, basically, when you are a profile, that's right, profile herself, that's what it is. So when you're profiling like serial killers or profiling people that have done weird things, you know, there's a set of characteristics that come with those things. So they were like, profile yourself. And so what was interesting to me is that she said basically she raised herself, like her parents were always working, she was always left to her own devices, she didn't have any siblings. And what happens when children raise themselves, they, you know, sort of become narcissistic, or they have at least narcissistic tendencies. And I'm saying this, I'm giving you this example because I found that to be very profound, because I am one of those people who feel like I basically raised myself. My mom worked all the time. And there is a stigma with talking about your mom, and I know it because when I post little clips and things like that on TikTok of just different scenarios, I inevitably am going to get a response in my comments that says, "But that's your mom," or something like, "But your mom did the best she could," you know, and of course she did, but doing the best that she could does not mean that was all that I needed. You know what I mean? And so there's a stigma put on moms or even just parents in general. So my mom worked all the time, and I am definitely one of those people who feel like I kind of raised myself. Like, I was in charge of my siblings. My brother is almost 4 years younger than me. My twin sisters are 2 years younger than him. So they are, you know, almost 6 years younger than me. And so, even, you know, we had input from our grandmama who lived down the road. You know, she would pick us up and take us places, you know, but really, I didn't get any like woman training. I didn't get any wife training. I didn't really even get any girl trainings, to be honest with you. I got bits and pieces of how to keep a house. I got bits and pieces of, you know, how to be a good student, but that's about it. Any of the things that would carry me forward as a baseline in my life as a wife, as a woman, an adult woman, I didn't get that from my mom or my grandma. So it is very interesting to have that kind of an upbringing where I didn't go through girl training. I didn't go through, you know, adolescent training. I didn't go through woman training. I didn't go through wife training. I didn't go through any of that. And then to all of a sudden be an adult woman, a young adult woman, then be a wife, and then now be a mother. There is some lack of training that I have. Like, there's some training, there's some pieces that are missing. And it kind of brings me back to this Black Love Live segment with Cody and her husband from Black Love. I forgot, what is his name? I can't think of his name. Anyway, they had a live session with Kevin Fredericks and Melissa Fredericks, and they also had one with Dondre Whitfield and Sally Richardson Whitfield. And on there, Dondre was talking about, you know, when they bought a house and, you know, wherever they were, the door swole, and so they had a hard time getting the door open. So Sally told him to take the door off the hinges and shave it. And he was like, "I don't know how to do that." And she was like, "You don't know how to do that?" And, you know, he realized in that moment, like, there are some things that's missing out of my man training. And so I'm having that same realization that there were some things missing out of my woman training, out of my wife training. And I want to know, like, what are the things that I was supposed to be taught as a girl, as a woman, and even as a wife? Because I'm bringing that into a marriage with no base for how to even be that. And then on top of not having any base for knowing how to do any of those things, I'm then fixating on fixing my husband, who I feel like needs some man training and some husband. Actually has husband training, because my husband grew up in a house with both his mom and his dad, so he got to at least watch his dad. Now, you know, whether that was appropriate man training or husband training or not, it was a training. I got zero, he got something. So and it's not me for me to judge whether he got appropriate training or not. I'm just saying he got something, I got nothing. So who's at a deficit here, me or him? I would venture to say I am at a deficit because I didn't get anything. And so coming into that relationship and then thinking, oh, you don't know what you're doing. Oh, you don't know anything. It's like, how audacious is that for me to have that realization? It's not even funny now. It's almost like laughable. It's like I was sitting here judging this man on every little thing that he did or didn't do, said or didn't say, with no real evaluation of myself. My evaluation of myself is, I'm here, I'm successful, even with, and I'm married, even without having any of that, and so I'm superior. And it's wild to think that. It is wild, vastly wild. Because it's like, really and truly, the only work that we should be doing is not even on anybody else out in the world. The work that we need to be doing is really on ourselves. I say all the time, being a parent, being a wife, being a sister, being a daughter, being a cousin, being a friend is all about the work that you do on yourself. It's all about dealing with yourself, actually. Being a good mom means I'm dealing with myself. First of all, I'm dealing with someone who has my DNA. I'm dealing with someone who I need to teach how to be in the world. I need to teach how to be a woman. I need to teach how to be a wife. I need to teach how to be a young adult. I need to teach how to just be a person in the world. And in order to train her and teach her those things, because she has no training, like, I have to deal with myself, deal with my anger, deal with my frustration. I have to repeat myself. And the repetition is not just necessarily for her so that she can remember these things. It's also for myself, because when you're teaching something, it helps you to remember the things. Ain't that something? I just got that today, y'all. That's what it is. And when you're in a marriage and you are dealing with, you're interacting with your spouse, what it teaches you is to deal with yourself. How can I deal with this person's triggers? How can I deal with this person's attitude? How can I deal with this person's silence? How can I deal with this person's mood? How can I deal with this person's lack of ability to communicate? You got to deal with yourself. You can communicate things that you would like to that person. You can communicate. My apologies. I accidentally hit the button to stop recording. So what I was saying is that you can communicate to your person, to your spouse, all the things that bug you, that you can make requests, but ultimately, if they don't change or if they get upset and be defensive, you still have to deal with yourself and how you're going to react to their reaction. You still have to deal with yourself because, okay, if this person makes changes temporarily, what am I going to do? You still have to deal with yourself if this person refuses to even do anything at all, temporarily or long term. You still have to deal with yourself. I am a true believer now in the fact that all of your relationships is really about yourself. Your relationships about how you are when you interact with this person. You cannot control anything external. You can't control people. You can't control really too much of what happens to you. All you can do is deal with yourself. You can manage how you react to certain stimuli. And that's really just it. So once you take on that, and once you master yourself, that's what it is. It's really a mastery of self. Once you master yourself, your reactions, your triggers, and your way of being, I think you can be successful in any relationship. I don't know why it has taken me almost 12 years of marriage, 13, 14 years of a relationship, to realize that I'm not perfect. And, you know, we say the cliche thing, like when we're talking, and, you know, you just say it just to be saying it. Like, I know I'm not perfect. I know I'm not perfect. But you really don't in your heart or in your body believe, no, I really do think that I'm perfect. No, I really do believe that I am superior. No, I really do believe that you don't have anything to deal with when you're dealing with me. No, my little attitude, my little no boundary self, and my little cussing up or something, that ain't nothing compared to what I got to deal with. Wow. The audacity of me. So that is my task in life, in love, in like, you know, is to just deal with me. And I can understand why, you know, maybe sometimes people want to have a break from me. I understand it, honestly. But this season in my life, I'm going to be working on me. And that's really honestly what any of us should be doing, is working on ourselves. So I'm going to leave it there, guys. I think I've milked that horse. If you can milk a horse. I think you can milk a horse. Any mammal. Anyway, thank y'all so much for listening in. Make sure you go follow me on YouTube. Go subscribe to my channel on YouTube, LaShonda Stevens. Make sure you go follow me on Instagram, Shonda_J_Stevens. And follow me on Facebook, LaShonda Stevens. Make sure you go subscribe to, I already said that. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. And you can also follow me on TikTok and Twitter, LaShonda Stevens. You guys know, I don't know if I've mentioned this in the last few episodes, but I have multiple pages on YouTube, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, because I am a gardener. And it actually was, I think, the first day of spring yesterday. Today is Tuesday, March 21st. And yesterday was the first day of spring. So, you know, I'm going to get in my gardening bag here in a little bit. And so I have Gardening with a Country Girl, which is on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and also on YouTube. Please go subscribe to my channel, Gardening with a Country Girl, on YouTube, just like it sounds. And also, I have a couponing channel. It's basically a savings page. Any deals that I find, any things like that, I'm going to tell you guys about. Any, you know, shop with me's and, you know, stuff like that. I have a couponing page called Cash Savings with Shonda. Shonda is spelled S-H-O-N-D-A. So go follow me on all socials. I greatly appreciate you guys listening. Thank y'all so much. Leave a comment on Spotify, Anchor, and Apple Podcasts. Have a great day. Bye.